It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, you got to drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle, recruiting expert for Penn Live. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk recruiting this this segment, but I know you wanted to finish up a thought we didn't have time for, and it's tied into recruiting, but talking about kicking recruiting and Joe Lohrig's segment that we were talking about in Q1. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, so one thing that Coach Lohrig brought up to kind of wrap up that recruiting conversation is that you would love to bring in a guy to overlap with a departing player for a year to get him the kind of experience and acquaintance that only a veteran player who's been successful could provide. So Penn State didn't do that last year, obviously, with bringing somebody in to spend some time with Blake Gilligan before he left. I guess you could say they did that with Jake Pinniger a little bit, but this is obviously an important cycle to do that in, because you're going to have Jordan Stout, of course, done after this season. You're going to need somebody to step in and help fill the void. So I mentioned that Bethlehem, Pennsylvania area prospect that Penn State offered over the weekend, Sander Sahadic, and I'm apologizing now if I pronounce that incorrectly, but Penn State's the latest one to offer him, along with Rutgers and Army. He is Cole Kicking's number one kicker in the class of 2021. Let me just be clear about something real quick. The ranking systems, you have a punting one whose name escapes me at the moment, then you have Cole's Kicking, and Cornblue is the other one. And so they are for-profit services where kids either go to their camps or pay them to evaluate them. And so you got to keep in mind that not every specialist in the country is paying these folks to evaluate them and market them and rank them and so on and so forth. So it's not a complete picture. However, you can rest assured that a lot of the best kids in the country that are specialists do end up at these camps at some point in time, or do end up in front of these evaluators. So it's not something to completely dismiss. But Jim, if they can get him in this class, which it sounds like they're on track to do at some point down the road, they'll be in very good shape, I think, moving forward.
Okay, very good. All right, Greg, for this recruiting segment, I'm going to do what I want to do, some big game hunting. I'm going right to the top of the board, and I want to get your evaluation of these guys, their probability of signing with Penn State. I want to start at the quarterback position, and there's been only two names that we hear. One of them is Caleb Williams, very highly ranked, and Christian Valu, how do you say his last name, Greg?
That's close enough for me, Jim.
Okay. Those are the two names that keep getting mentioned. Caleb Williams, he's at the very top of the rankings, a five-star. I'm going to go by Christian. He's a four-star. What could we expect from either one of those as far as coming to Penn State?
So, I mean, Caleb Williams is obviously the top guy, one of the top guys on the board. I would make the argument that I'm sure another guy we're going to talk about here soon, Nolan Rucci, is the top guy on Penn State's offense board and maybe overall, period. But Caleb Williams is certainly right up there, a 1A.2 perhaps to Nolan Rucci. The problem is there's a lot of good competition trying to get him. Oklahoma leads the way in the 247 Sports crystal ball. Clemson and LSU are among his finalists. Of course, Penn State and Maryland are too. So here's the thing, I think if you're a Penn State fan, you have to watch for. If he decides to delay his decision long enough to visit campus again, now granted, they can't visit campus as of this second until at least June 1st. Depending on when you're listening to this, maybe the NCAA has either decided to make that the date that it can happen again, or they may extend this dead period related to the pandemic. So we'll have to wait and see. But I don't see Penn State landing Williams without getting him back to campus. It just seems like too far-fetched, especially with the Sooners, like I said, leading the way in the recruiting industry predictions. That leads us to the four-star out of Maryland, who actually has Canada connections. So Christian, I'm sure knows Jesse Luketta and some of the other guys, Jonathan Sutherland, that have Canadian connections on the Lions roster. So I think he's definitely the more likely target for the Lions at this point at the quarterback position. A really good player, maybe not quite as refined as Caleb Williams, Jim, but still extremely talented and a guy you would love to have a part of this class.
Right. So in other words, if Christian decides to come to Penn State and accept the offer, Penn State's not going to be turning him down.
That's correct, yes.
And the one other point always with the quarterbacks is it's how the dominoes fall. Oklahoma is the leader right now, apparently, for Caleb Williams, but Clemson is on his list, as is Clemson's on the list for Christian Velu. So if either guy decides to go to Clemson, that has an effect on the other one also. So,
and correct. Yeah, it's always amazing how those dominoes work. And again, sometimes they work in your favor. Sometimes they don't work in your favor. It just depends. We'll see how that works out for Penn State.
All right, let's move on. The next name on the list, my list, is Tony Grimes. I believe he's a five-star. He's a cornerback out of Virginia Beach. Apparently, and again, we use 24/7's rankings. They do an excellent job, and when we say there's a crystal ball, that means one of their staff has predicted the guy to go to that particular school. You watch certain guys, they're very good. If they say this guy's going here, chances are he's going there. Tony Grimes, I believe, just based on the crystal balls, maybe Georgia is the leader. But Virginia Beach, that's an area, all of Virginia, that Penn State typically does well. What are their chances with Tony Grimes?
Yeah, they haven't recruited quite as well since Josh Gattis left there, and he was a pretty big part of the recruiting efforts there. But yeah, let's hit the brakes just 1 second and emphasize something you just said, Jim. If you see a crystal ball prediction go in and it's not from Brian Dolan, Steve Wiltfong, or Barton Simmons, or Sean Fitz on 247, take it with a grain of salt, because those four guys, obviously, if you look at the percentage, accuracy percentages, those guys are far and away the top Penn State predictors when it comes to prospects who actually follow through on picking Penn State. And conversely, when those guys put a prediction into another school that's not Penn State, you can feel, I don't want to say pretty good, because I know most people don't feel pretty good. See a guy like Brian Doan put a prediction in for Georgia, but you can feel, I guess, confident that Penn State has some work to do to get back to the top of that recruitment. So with him, Jim, again, I think it's kind of the same thing. You're going to have to get him back to campus and really wow him to get back to the front of the pack. Here's the good news, though. He doesn't decide until December 1st. And obviously, the way things play out, it won't be a shock if he maybe pushes that back even further and says, okay, I'm going to wait until signing day, which, of course, is a couple of weeks later. So there's plenty of work to do there. And as long as he doesn't move his commitment up, fans don't have to worry that Penn State's completely out of the picture here yet. But let's make no mistake, they do have work to do for the nation's number seven player.
Okay. And just as an aside, going back to Christian Velu, I believe both Brian Doan and Steve Wiltfong crystal balled them to Penn State, correct?
I believe that is accurate, yes.
All right. Next up, Greg, I'm going to do these as a package deal because they're both offensive tackles. You mentioned already Nolan Rucci out of he's in Pennsylvania, 6'8", 289 tackle, and he lists Clemson, Notre Dame, Penn State, Wisconsin. By the way, Wisconsin, his brother is there. And also Tristan Lee, who's a five-star also, and he's 6'5", 275, also plays the tackle position. So I'm going to put them as a package for you, Greg.
Okay, so let's start with Rucci. Again, I think he's probably Penn State's top target in the class of 2021, and here's why. He obviously has connections to Penn State, family legacy with his dad. He's a Pennsylvania kid. Penn State's been recruiting him for a long time. You just can't lose a kid like this. He's a generational, I think anyway, future left tackle. This is a guy who's going to probably be a first-round NFL draft pick if he continues to progress and develop the way that we think he can. And so you can't lose that guy in your backyard, and especially not to either Big Ten contender like Wisconsin or college football playoff contender like Clemson. So I think Penn State has to do everything in its power to get him to come to be in the line, and I think they will. I feel pretty good about them winning that battle when all is said and done. As for Tristan Lee, it's interesting. I don't really have a great feel for him other than you saw a flood of predictions recently go to Clemson. Virginia kid going to Clemson, I don't think that would shock anybody at all, but it's something to keep an eye on here. Again, and one thing I hate to keep sounding like a broken record, and I know I do, Jim, but the key is with these guys that, you know, are on Penn State's in the mix for, but not necessarily in the lead for, the way you get back into the lead is to get kids to campus, and we just don't know when that be able to take place. So when a guy decides, we'll go a long way in saying whether or not Penn State's going to be in the mix for a guy like this, who's a number 4 offensive tackle in the country and a number 15 player nationally. It's enough to have to overcome Clemson without being able to bring the kid to campus to sit in the room with Bill Troutwine, with Kirk Shiroka, learn more about this offense, learn more about what's on the horizon. It's enough of a hurdle to compete with the Tigers if you can't do that. Obviously, we'll see when they're able to do that again, but they'll obviously hope to get him back on campus as soon as possible.
I think one thing to note also here, Greg, is every name that I've mentioned so far has been a 5-star or very high 4-star, and Clemson is a finalist for every single one of them. So that's where we talk about some of the Clemsons, Ohio States, Alabama. They could go into any area of the country that they want and be competitive in the recruiting. So I'm working my way now all the way down to some high 4-stars, Greg. And one of them who I find fascinating is the wide receiver Dante Thornton. He's a tall receiver, 6'4", 185, 4-star wide receiver out of Maryland, who was previously committed to Penn State. He decommitted, but he seems like a player who might still come back to Penn State and recommit.
Yeah, I think that's very possible, Jim. I think he's a guy who, again, to go back to the whole visit thing. So I know Oregon has been a very a school that's been very interested in him. And obviously Joe Moorhead can indicate some similarities between what Dante Thornton's being pitched at Penn State and what he can pitch offensively at Oregon. So, again, the longer this whole no visits thing go, I think the better chance Penn State has to reel him in, because that's one thing I'm going to be fascinated to watch throughout this recruiting cycle is, do guys stay local or closer to home, at least now, because of all of what is going on? Or do we continue to see a lot of national movement? It's going to impact Penn State, I think, positively and negatively. There'll be some guys who are a little bit further away that would usually consider them, but won't, because they don't want to go too far from home now. I think conversely, there's some guys who would consider schools further away that will not consider them, or instead consider Penn State more favorably because it's nearby. So I think that's something to watch here. I will, at this point, Jim, I'd be surprised if Thornton does not become a member of this class at the time that this group wraps up signing, either in December or next February.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll give you one last name quickly. Derek Davis, a 4-star safety out of Western Pennsylvania, and there's Clemson again on his list. What do you think about Derek Davis?
Yeah, I think, there's some schools, especially Ohio State, that are in the mix there. Penn State can't continue to lose top Pennsylvania talent to Ohio State, but it's going to be tough with a Western PA kid. Fortunately, I think the Lions have a bit of an inside track. Let's not forget that he plays at Gateway High, and that's where Terry Smith used to coach. So I think that's a part of things, too. And if you can hear the dog exploding in the background, I apologize. We must be getting a delivery. But if they can convince him to play, I think that'll be a really big deal.
All right. That sounds good, Greg. Thanks so much for the recruiting update. That's it for quarter number 2. Stick around. In quarter number 3, we're going to talk about the Penn State players who might get their name called at the NFL draft.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.